Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 29, Johannesburg 27 en Tzaneen 33 grade.
On the roads, Pretoria side N1 South roadworks, two lanes closed now at the R21 interchange, and Bedford View, we've got delays, R24 West towards Alum Road.
Ons begin in die Hennopsrivier op die grens tussen Gauteng en die Noordwes. 'N Reuse soektog is onderweg na 'n man van Midrand wie se kar maandagoggend in die rivier gekry is.
No signs of any persons were located in or around the vehicle during extensive search operations on Monday. Police opened investigations for the missing vehicle owner, 36-year-old Timothy van Ash from Glenfinnes, Midrand.
Die Nasionale Seereddingsinstituut se Craig Labanon sê geslote kring TV-opnames wys hoe van Ash in die vroeë oggendure van Maandag by sy huis weggery het in dieselfde motor. Polisie kon nog geen verdere kommentaar lewer nie. Die polisie het bevestig, hulle ondersoek nou beamptes in hulle eie mag van blou in verband met die ontsnapping van James Nnyochwali, bekend as Tiger, 'n meesterbrein agter die onwettige mynoperasie in Stilfontein in die Noordwes.
We'll understand that Tiger surfaced with other miners on a particular day, and as per our records, we know who are the members that were on duty. We are not just investigating wildly, but we know who are the possible culprits in this matter.
Waarnemende Noordwes Polisiekommissaris Patrick Sonneng het vanoggend aan die media in Potchefstroom gesê, Charlie het weggekom terwyl hy en ander onwettige mynwerkers van die Buffelsfontein myn af vervoer is. Hy is deur die ander myners uitgeken as die een wat honderde individue onder in die ou mynskag in Stilfontein gemartel en kos van hulle weerhou het. 'N Groep wat bestaan uit slagoffers en familielede van mense wat vermis geraak het of dood is tydens die bevrydingsstryd in Suid-Afrika, gaan hulle nou na die howe wend om die regering te dwing om vas te stel wat die vertraging is in die ondersoeke na apartheidsmisdade. Die saak is sowat 3 dekades terug deur die Waarheids- en Versoeningskommissie na die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag verwys. Hulle regsverteenwoordiger, Odette Geldenhuys, sê hulle vra dat president Cyril Ramaphosa 'n kommissie van ondersoek instel.
To investigate why has there been this political interference in the work of the independent national prosecution authority to investigate and prosecute these cases which had been handed over.
Skok in Nigeria, waar selfoontariewe en die prys van data met 50% opgestoot word. Die Landse Kommunikasiekommissie sê dis 'n kwessie van oorlewing vir selfoonmaatskappye, maar Nigeriërs is woedend en sê behalwe verstygende lewenskostes gaan basiese kommunikasie nou ook onbekostigbaar duur word. En terug in Suid-Afrika, SA Rugby het 'n 4-jaar borgskap geteken met Coca-Cola. Dit skop môre af wanneer die Blitsbokke in Perth uitdraf vir die sewes toernooi. Die minister van Sport, Kuns en Kultuur, Gideon McKenzie, het vanoggend op SABC TV gesê, die vennootskap gee 'n nodige finansiële hupstoot aan rugby.
Coca-Cola's commitment speaks to the faith they have in this country, the faith they have in the sports governing body called SARU. And for me, it is a great example to other corporates. And this is a sign of things to come.
Ax Khada de Souza, the top story at this hour. Search continues for a man from Midrand whose car was found in the Hennops River.
That's not so lekker. So the Blitzies have got a new sponsor. So they're now the Blitz Bottles. Blitz Bottles. Okay.
Wag as daai een gas opbou, dan gaan jy vir hulle sien.
Khada de Souza, thank you for sticking around and doing the news on my show. Sorry, running late. Listen, I've got to ask you a question. Where would you be if you hadn't been a reader?
I want to know why you want to ask me, but at the same time, I'll tell you.
Because I'm really excited. Every time I go through to Mandela Square in Sandton, that's where the Sandton Public Library is. It was part of the thing. They demolished the old one, and it was, okay, so you can have this land, you can build your hotel, and blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
But then you've got to rebuild the library. The library was closed for like 2 years. Deure gesluit, boeke weg, all of that. Well,